Which makes it, it would seem to me, a highly complex and moving picture to try to look at this, because you're not, you're talking about two different groups as those two are changing in real time.
Exactly. It's a fluid, dynamic picture. And one of the reasons that I think this theory makes a difference, like what difference does it make how we see how Asians are positioned, is my argument is because of their not blackness, which is attributed to them from the beginning, from the time the first Chinese come on shore in California around the Gold Rush. You know, if we think about anti-blackness as a structural feature of U.S. society and think about the society wanting to reproduce that sort of anti-blackness, what happens is Asian Americans are lifted up periodically. There are certain openings historically where Asian Americans are lifted up because that helps the broader society keep black people in their place. It might be defending Jim Crow during the Cold War. And then there are other examples after that. But my point being that Asian Americans have this fluidity because that helps to sort of nail down structural anti-blackness.